Good morning. Welcome to our service of morning prayer on Friday, May 15th, 2020. My name is Pastor Kit Graves from Christ Church Anglican in Oshawa, and with me is my son Justin.
Good morning.
The cats are around somewhere, but I think they're...
Yeah, it's raining, so they're inside.
Inside. We hope you will enjoy our time of prayer together, and I invite you to pray along with us on this day. Lord, open our lips,
and our mouth shall proclaim your praise.
O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy. O come, let us worship. Come, let us sing to the Lord.
Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation.
Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and raise a loud shout to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the caverns of the earth, and the heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands have molded the dry land. Come, let us bow down and bend the knee and kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Oh, that today you would hearken to his voice. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy. Oh, come, let us worship.
A reading from Leviticus chapter 23, verses 1 to 22. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the people of Israel and say to them, 'These are the appointed festivals of the Lord that you shall proclaim as holy convocations, my appointed festivals. 6 days work shall be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of complete rest. A holy convocation, you shall do no work. It is a Sabbath to the Lord throughout your settlements. These are the appointed festivals of the Lord, holy convocations, which you shall celebrate at the time appointed for them. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month, at twilight, there shall be a Passover offering to the Lord. And on the 15th day of the same month is the festival of unleavened bread to the Lord. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread. On the first day you shall have a holy convocation. You shall not work at your occupations. For 7 days you shall present the Lord's offerings by fire. On the seventh day there shall be a holy convocation. You shall not work at your occupations. The Lord spoke to Moses, "Speak to the people of Israel and say to them, 'When you enter the land that I am giving you, and you reap its harvest, you shall bring the sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest to the priests. He shall raise the sheaf before the Lord, and you may find acceptance. On the day after the Sabbath, the priest shall raise it. On the day when you raise the sheaf, you shall offer a lamb a year old, without blemish, as a burnt offering to the Lord. And the grain offering with it shall be 2/10 of an ephah of choice flour mixed with oil, an offering by fire of pleasing odor to the Lord. And the drink offering with it shall be of wine, 1/4 of a hin. You shall eat no bread or parched grain or fresh ears until that very day, until you have brought the offering of your God. It is a statute forever throughout your generations and all settlements. And from the day after the Sabbath, from the day on which you bring the sheaf of the elevation offering, you shall count off 7 weeks. They shall be complete. You shall count until the day after the seventh Sabbath, 50 days. Then you shall present an offering of new grain to the Lord. You shall bring from your settlements 2 loaves of bread as an elevation offering. each made of 2/10 of an ephah. They shall be of choice flour, baked with leaven as first fruits of the Lord. You shall present the bread 7 lambs a year old without blemish, 1 young bull and 2 lambs. They shall be a burnt offering to the Lord, along with their grain offering and their drink offerings, an offering by fire of pleasant odor to the Lord. You shall also offer 1 male goat for a sin offering and 2 male lambs a year as a sacrifice of well-being. The priest shall raise them with the bread of the first fruits as an elevation offering before the Lord. Together with the 2 lambs, they shall be holy to the Lord for the priests. On that same day, you shall make proclamation. You shall hold a holy convocation. You shall not work at your occupations. This is a statute forever in all your settlements throughout your generations. When you reap the harvest of your land, you shall not reap to the very edges of your fields, or gather the gleanings of your harvest. You shall leave them for the poor and for the alien. I am the Lord your God. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "The word of the Lord."
Thanks be to God. Psalm 106, verses 1 to 18. Praise the Lord. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Who can utter the mighty doings of the Lord or declare all his praise? Happy are those who observe justice, who do righteousness at all times. Remember me, Lord, when you show favor to your people. Help me when you deliver them, that I may see the prosperity of your chosen ones, that I may rejoice in the gladness of your nation, that I may glory in your heritage. Both we and our ancestors have sinned. We have committed iniquity and have done wickedly. Our ancestors, when they were in Egypt, did not consider your wonderful works. They did not remember the abundance of your steadfast love, but rebelled against the Most High at the Red Sea. Yet he saved them for his name's sake, so that he might make known his mighty power. He rebuked the Red Sea, and it became dry. He led them through the deep as through a desert. So he saved them from the hand of the foe and delivered them from the hand of the enemy. The waters covered their adversaries. Not one of them was left. Then they believed his words. They sang his praise. But soon they forgot his works. They did not wait for God's counsel. They had a wanton craving in the wilderness and put God to the test in the desert. He gave them what they asked, but sent a wasting disease among them. They were jealous of Moses in the camp and of Aaron, the Holy One of the Lord. The earth opened and swallowed up Dathan and covered the faction of Abiram. Fire also broke out in their company. The flame burned up the wicked.
A reading from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 to 17. As to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our being gathered together to him, we beg you, brothers and sisters, not to be quickly shaken in mind or alarmed, either by spirit or by word or by letter, as though from us, to the effect that the day of the Lord is already here. Let no one deceive you in any way, for that day will not come unless the rebellion comes first and the lawless one is revealed. The one destined for destruction, he opposes and exalts himself above every so-called God or object of worship, so that he takes his seat in the temple of God, declaring himself to be God. Do not remember that I told you these things when I was still with you. Oh, do you not remember that I told you these things when I was with you? And you know what is now restraining him. so that he may be revealed when his time comes. For the mystery of lawless is already at work, but only until the one who now restrains it is removed. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus will destroy with the breath of his mouth, annihilating him by manifestation of his coming. The coming of the lawless one is apparent in the work of Satan, who uses all power, signs, lying wonders, and every kind of wicked deception for those who are perishing, because they refuse to love the truth as to be saved. For this reason, God sends them a powerful delusion, leading them to believe what is false, so that all who have not believed the truth, but took the pleasure in unrighteous, will be condemned. But we must always give thanks to God for you, brothers and sisters, beloved by the Lord, because God chose you as the first fruits for salvation through manifestation by the Spirit and through belief in the truth. For this purpose, he called you through our proclamation of good news, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brothers and sisters, stand firm and hold fast to the traditions that you were taught by us, either by word of mouth or by letter. May our Lord Jesus Christ himself and our God and Father, who loved us through grace, gave us eternal comfort and good hope. Comfort your hearts and strengthen them in every good work and word. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. We have a reading today, a short reading on joy from the Desert Fathers. I thought I'd give a little bit of background on the Desert Fathers. The Desert Fathers, along with the Desert Mothers, were early Christian hermits, ascetics and monks and nuns, who lived mainly in the Sitz Desert of Egypt, beginning around the 3rd century AD. The Apophthegmata Patrum, is a collection of the wisdom of some of the early desert monks and nuns, known as the Sayings of the Desert Fathers. The most well-known saying and author of those sayings is Anthony the Great, who moved to the desert in AD 270 to 271, and became known as both the father and founder of desert monasticism. By the time Anthony died in AD 356, thousands of monks and nuns had been drawn to living in the desert following Anthony's example. His biographer, Athanasius of Alexandria, Egypt, wrote that the desert had become a city. The Desert Fathers had a major influence on the development of Christianity. The desert monastic communities that grew out of the informal gathering of hermit monks became the model for Christian monasticism, the Eastern monastic tradition of Mount Athos, and the Western Rule of Benedict. Both were strongly influenced by the traditions that began in the desert. The Rule of Benedict influenced Thomas Cranmer, former Archbishop of Canterbury and compiler of the Anglican Church, Church of England, Book of Common Prayer, including this service. So even this service today has been influenced by those early Christian monks and nuns. So, another point to make is that hesychasm, which is Greek for stillness, rest, quiet, and silence, is a mystical tradition and movement that originated with the Desert Fathers and Mothers and was central to their practice of prayer. Hesychasm, silence, for the Desert Fathers was primarily the practice of interior silence and continual prayer. It did not become a formal movement of specific practices until the 14th century Byzantine meditative prayer techniques, when it was closely identified with the prayer of the heart or the prayer of Jesus, a meditative practice that was traditionally done in silence with the eyes closed, empty of mental pictures and visual concepts, but with the intense consciousness of God's presence. Finally, charity and forgiveness. The Desert Fathers gave a great deal of emphasis to living and practicing the teachings of Christ, much more than theoretical knowledge. Their efforts to live the commandments were not seen as being easy. Many of the stories from that time recount the struggle to overcome negative emotions such as anger and judgment of others. Helping a brother monk who was ill or struggling was seen as taking priority over any other consideration. Hermits were frequently seen to break a long fast when hosting visitors, or as hospitality and kindness were more important than keeping the ascetic practices that were so dominant in the Desert Fathers' and Mothers' lives. So, a little short reading from the Desert Fathers on this Friday, May 15th. When Abba Apollo heard the sound of singing from the monks who welcomed us, he greeted us according to the custom which monks follow. First, he lay prostrate on the ground, then got up and kissed us, and having brought us in, he prayed for us. Then, after washing our feet with his own hands, he invited us to partake of some refreshment. One could see his monks were filled with joy and a bodily contentment such as one cannot see on earth, for nobody among them was gloomy or downcast. If anyone did appear a little downcast, Abba Apollo, the senior monk of the community, at once asked him the reason why he was a little downcast and told each one what was in the secret recesses of his heart. He used to say, "Those who are going to inherit the kingdom of heaven must not be despondent about their salvation. We who have been considered worthy of so great a hope, how shall we not rejoice without ceasing, since the apostle urges us always, pray without ceasing in everything, give thanks." The affirmation of faith, Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first and great commandment. The second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these. Let us pray. Collects for Mourning. Eternal God, you create us by your power and redeem us by your love. Guide and strengthen us by your Spirit, that we may give ourselves today in love and service to one another and to you through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, in you we live and move and have our being. Guide and govern us by your Holy Spirit, that in all the cares and occupations of our life we may not forget you, but remember that we are ever walking in your sight through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
O God, the author of peace and lover of concord, to know you is eternal life. To serve you is perfect freedom. Defend us, your servants, from all the assaults of our enemies, that we may trust in your sure defense through, and not fear the power of any adversaries. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Lord God, the wellspring of life, pour into our hearts the living water of your grace. By your light, we see light. Increase our faith, and grant that we may walk in the brightness of your presence through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
And take a moment of silence. Remember anything or anyone on our hearts at this time, silently or aloud. Almighty God and Father, your beloved Son willingly endured the agony and shame of the cross for our redemption. Remember that particularly on Fridays. Give us the courage to take up our cross and follow him in newness of life and hope, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Almighty God, your Son, Jesus Christ, is the way, the truth, and the life. Give us grace to love one another and walk in the way of his commandments, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Gathering our prayers and praises into one, let us pray as our Savior taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God. May the God of hope fill us with all joy and peace in believing, through the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I invite you to join us for worship on Sunday on our Sunday worship video on Facebook, and it does show up on our website as well, christchurchoshawa.ca, where you can make an online donation if you wish. There is a Zoom virtual coffee hour Sunday at 10:30 for those who are able to join us, and next Wednesday as well. If you have any thoughts or prayers or concerns, please let us know at the church office or reply to our email that we send out for this service. Have a beautiful day. We'll see you on Sunday, or perhaps next Tuesday if you're following on morning prayer.